This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go, Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host to the show, putting it all together. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays and just gives you a visual component to what we talk about verbally on the show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're revisiting Tampa Bay, where I was earlier in the week for the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association annual member conference. Our guest is Robin Sussingham, food journalist, who is the publisher and editor of Edible Tampa Bay and really has her thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the area, because there's a lot more there than you might think. And it is a pleasure to welcome Robin back to the show. Robin, hello again.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Robin, you're a very creative person, and you put on a seminar for the members of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association during the conference that was about food writing. And instead of just giving a dry lecture, you made it interactive. But in the process of doing that, you introduced our members to a unique Ybor City food item that actually is outside of Ybor City, but this particular pizza came from this renowned family-owned bakery on Ybor City, La Segunda. And it is a pizza that's served at room temperature that is Cuban Sicilian. You got to give us the scoop on that, because it's absolutely delicious, but for the majority of our members, absolutely no familiar with this, and it's very popular in your area and has a long history.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good way to introduce the local area. So you have to start by talking about Ybor City. Ybor City is a community part of Tampa, and it was around the late 1800s, around the turn of the 20th century. Cuban immigrants were opening cigar factories there, Cuban exiles, really. And so they attracted a lot of Cuban immigrants to Ybor City, thousands, really. And then other immigrants from other places, and notably Sicily, they would come to work in the cigar factories. So there was a real, mishmash of cultures there in Ybor City. And one outgrowth of that was scachata, which is this pizza. So you find it not in the restaurants, but in the bakeries. So I got it from La Segunda Bakery. As you mentioned, it's an old one. It's been around since 1915. And the owner right now, his name is Copeland Moore, and his great-grandfather immigrated from Spain to Cuba, learned to bake bread in Cuba, and then when he came over to Tampa, he started this bakery. So it is very, very local to Tampa, really to Ybor City. And so what it is, it's the pizza is like the dough is soft, like challah, really. It's an egg dough. And then the topping is beef, and it's like a pizza sauce, but with ground beef. And then some kind of Cuban season. There's onions and peppers, and you can kind of taste the Cuban seasoning in there. So it's just very representative of that place, that very local place. So yeah, I got a kick out of that. I had everybody take a piece, and then I made them write about it. I made them do some work.
And what's fun is you had some of our members who, let's just say that not all food, wine, and travel writers are modest. You had them read their prose, but there's going to be now a fun tie-in with Edible Tampa Bay. So let us know what's going to happen there because, again, I just appreciate what you do.
Well, so I was really talking about a writer's voice, and I wanted to hear what each person, you know, the different people could come up with. They were all writing about the exact same thing, but bringing their own background and perspective and tone and personality into what they wrote. So I said I would, you know, I wanted everybody to write something, and then if they wanted to send it to me, and I would pick the best ones and publish them because, you know, honestly, like I said, it is such a local phenomenon, and my magazine covers a broader area, covers a five-county area. I guarantee you there are going to be people outside of that community that have not heard of it either. So I think it'll be an eye-opener for everybody, and I'm hoping to get some really good little descriptions of Scachata in the magazine next time.
Robin, I would be surprised if you don't. And just so our listeners know, what issue will that be?
That should be in our winter issue that's coming up. That's coming up in December.
Robin will be looking for that. Something that I stumbled upon when I was in St. Petersburg, you have this magnificent Salvador Dali Museum downtown that's in an architecturally significant building that, from what I understand, has the largest collection of Dali work outside of Spain. And as I say, I really had no idea. Now, Robin, what we experience in Los Angeles in our museums is you have to have food service as a convenience for the museum patrons. But they're usually not destination restaurants. And sadly, it's salads, it's wrapped sandwiches. It's not anything exciting. And more times than not, it's pricey. You have something very special going on at the Dali Museum because you actually have a destination restaurant there. Tell us a little bit about it because, again, I was intrigued.
Yes. So we, a writer, Janet Keeler, wrote about this for us this summer. And Chuck Sandel, who is at the Dali Museum, and it didn't, you know, I think it turned into something wonderful and they weren't expecting it. I mean, he got there. As you said, they were expecting, you know, they just wanted a nice museum cafe where people could go and have their salad or whatever. But he really took the ball and ran with it. And he became, you know, fascinated by Dali, by the food from Dali's, you know, hometown or home area of Spain. He's gone over to Spain himself and studied at the finest restaurants there. And he has just brought this back, and he has interpreted it for the Dali Museum. Spanish food with his twist on it. He, you know, names them after Dali paintings. And he has just done an incredibly creative job there. And the food is wonderful.
And, Robin, what's really interesting, that as I understand it, you don't actually have to buy museum admission to be able to dine at Cafe Gala, which, again, you know, very unusual. And obviously they, you know, get particularly in the dinner area, you know, they get guests that are specifically coming for the restaurant, which, you know, again, very unusual.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the food is wonderful. He is, you know, he is just creative. Being there has just been a really good fit. It's ignited his passion to be in a museum and have the art going on around him, the different exhibitions. I think it's just very stimulating to him and has pushed him along as a chef. It is also, I think what's so fascinating about him is he has started, now he has become an amazing food photographer in his own right. You can go, I encourage people to go to his Instagram account so you can see what I'm talking about. It's at Chuck Sandel, B-A-N-D-E-L. and you will see his photography. And now he has started to get into watercolor painting. And he is just a creative force. And I think just somehow him coming to that, he had been in other restaurants before, fine. And then, but coming to this Dali Museum really lit a spark in him. And it's amazing to see.
Well, I think Chef Chuck Robin has grown along the way, and as I understand it, he's the original executive chef there. So again, for a chef to stick around in a museum for any period of time, highly unusual. They usually move on. So, he has taken to this like a duck to water, and the fact that he has stodged in Spain at some just incredibly fine restaurants just to give him more inspiration, I think just tells us how motivated he is. I mean, again, just a highly unusual situation.
Well, I think part of it, too, is the executive director of this museum, and I don't know how unusual this is a real foodie. So he thinks food is extremely important. We have a quote from him in the article where he said, food is about identity. There's nothing we do that doesn't include food. That's the executive director. So I think the relationship there between the executive director of the museum and then Chef Bandel, it's just all gone really well. It's been wonderful what's come out of that.
Well, Robin, again, a great discovery, and glad to read about that in Edible before I was at the Dali Museum. Great thanks to the locals who are the patrons who basically did most of the fundraising to build this very architecturally significant building that has all of Dali's artworks. But it mainly is their collection. I mean, phenomenal patrons of the arts, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful building. That's a destination for sure for people coming to St. Petersburg.
And an outdoor sculpture garden where you can get a lot of interesting photos with sculptures that they have out there. Robin, as we need to say goodbye, one more time on what the website is, which has all the information for Edible Tampa Bay, but also how you can subscribe, which I do recommend.
Thank you. The website is EdibleTampaBay.com. And, you'll see the tab that says subscribe, and you click on that. And, that's probably the easiest way. I was going to say people can also mail me a check, but it's too hard to remember the P.O. box. So going to the website, clicking on subscribe, that is definitely the easiest way to go about it. And thank you very much, Andy. This has been fun. It was so nice to meet you at that conference, and I really appreciate talking to you again.
Well, Robin, thank you. But again, the credit goes to you. You were, in all modesty, you were an enormous help in putting together the culinary panel, which is always difficult when you go into an area that you haven't been in a while. And as I shared with you, I actually had not been in Tampa for 20 years and didn't get really outside of Tampa in Ybor City. So I was really behind the times. So, again, our appreciation. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin Sussingham, publisher and editor of Edible Tampa Bay. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Chef Andrew Gruhl, as promised, we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.